Today's home remedy will focus on those people who are afflicted within any bone or joint pain itself. Any person who is suffering from maneuverability problems, or anyone who is suffering from any other ailments to do with the bones itself. And inshallah azza wa jal, by virtue of this remedy, you will be cured by any problems to do with any illnesses related to the bones. So for today's segment, we'll focus on two parts. The first part being that thing which will consume itself. And that will be a mixture of one orange, and the second being fish oil. Now for today's demonstration, we will use cod liver oil. And the second part of the segment will be an ointment or oil which you will massage onto the joints itself whenever one is afflicted with any pain. And that will consist of an onion paste, and it will consist of castor oil itself. Now we would like to remind viewers that please use the freshest ingredients possible in order to get the most desired results. Now, in order to make the first part, we will be combining the orange and the fish oil itself. And you will blend this for approximately a minute, and you will take this once a day, every day for 11 days. Then you will take a break of approximately 4 months, during which every 15th day of that month, for 2 days consecutively, you will take the cure again at approximately 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will be cured of that which ails you. So let's jump right in. So first we'll combine the oranges and the cod liver oil itself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now when combining the cod liver oil, you will need 2 to 3 teaspoons depending on what texture you want the drink to take itself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, be sure to keep this in a refrigerated or cool place before consumption. And you can also pre-plan this ilaj itself 1 day before consumption itself, or if you want for the entire week. And also be sure to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Durood Sharif before and after, and the following dua. Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai ya hayyu ya qayyum. And also to recite Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen after each sip. Now for the second part of this segment, we will be using a mixture of onion paste itself and also castor oil itself. Now you will need 2 to 3 teaspoons, and make sure you mix the mixture in a consistent manner in order to apply onto the joint or affected area itself. Now please take heed when using this as to not apply too much. And also before application, you will warm it for approximately 30 seconds within any general microwave usage. Now, in order to get the best and desired results, it is advised that you take the first ilaj recommended within today's segment at the morning approximately 10 or 11 o'clock, and if you are afflicted with any joint pain later on during that day, to then apply the oil which we will now make. Now we will first begin by adding the onion paste itself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then we will add the castor oil itself. And now we will begin by mixing this until we get a texture to which we would like. Now, when applying this, you will use the tip of your finger and measure out approximately a third of a spoon via your fingertip itself. And you will apply this to the affected joint area in such a manner. And with your right thumb, you will massage it very gently, making sure you do not push into the joint itself, but just massaging along the joint itself in this fashion. Bismillah. Now, you will let this leave along the joint itself until it has dried naturally itself. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will be cured from whatever ails you. Now we also advise the viewers, always consult your doctor before firstly taking part in any cure that we show you. And secondly, with regards to each individual item is used, you consult your GP before consuming them. And lastly, with whatever ails you, you first and foremost consult a doctor, and then consult a doctor with regards to taking part in this cure itself. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.